12 o'clock on this Thursday, May 2nd. You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, on 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. Don't forget, you can listen online all the time on KROXAM.com, on your free smartphone app, and on your smart listening device. Just say listen to KROX in Crookston. It's time for our noontime news, brought to you in part by Grand Cities Monument.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, good afternoon. Bo Melby here. It's time for our noontime news. We'll get things going on this rainy Thursday afternoon with our world and national headlines. Police have arrested pro-Palestinian protesters on college campuses across the country overnight, notably at the University of California, Los Angeles, or UCLA. Chaotic scenes played out early Thursday as officers in riot gear at UCLA surged against a crowd of demonstrators and arrested at least 132 of them. Police removed barricades and began dismantling demonstrators' fortified encampment after hundreds of protesters defied orders to leave and formed human chains as police fired flashbangs. Yale University police arrested four people Wednesday night. Tent encampments of protesters calling on universities to stop doing business with Israel or companies they say support the war in Gaza have spread across campuses nationwide. President Joe Biden has defended the right to free speech, but says order must prevail on college campuses where pro-Palestinian protests are happening. The Democratic president says protests haven't prompted him to rethink his Middle East policies, and he opposes sending in the National Guard. Biden's comments Thursday broke days of silence as police cracked down on encampments erected to show solidarity with Gaza. Republicans have tried to turn scenes of campus unrest into a campaign, cudgel against Democrats. Student protests have reached a boiling point as administrators turn to police to clear encampments. Ex-President Donald Trump has criticized Biden for not speaking out more. The campus protesters want the U.S. to cut off support for Israel. Hamas says it's sending a delegation to Egypt as soon as possible to continue talks in the latest sign of progress in the fragile ceasefire process. The group's supreme leader, Ismail Haniyeh, said Thursday that he had spoke to Egypt's intelligence chief and Hamas negotiators would travel to Cairo to complete the ongoing discussions with the aim of working forward for an agreement. But chances for the deal are entangled with the question of whether Israel can accept an end to the war without reaching its stated goal of destroying Hamas. The stakes in the ceasefire negotiations were made clear in the new, in a new UN report that said if the war in Gaza stops today, it will still take until 2040 to rebuild. A lawyer who negotiated a pair of hush money deals at the center of Donald Trump's criminal trial is recalling his gallows humor reaction to Trump's 2016 election victory and the realization that his hidden hand efforts might have contributed to the win. Keith Davidson texted, "What have we done?" as he watched the election results. He is a key prosecution witness because he represented a porn actor and Playboy model in deals that resulted in their stories of extramarital sexual encounters with Trump being stifled in the run-up to the 2016 election. Abortion is still consuming U.S. state legislatures, courts, and political campaigns 2 years after the draft of a Supreme Court decision that would upend the status quo was leaked. On Wednesday, a new ban on abortion after the first six weeks of pregnancy took effect in Florida. In Arizona, meanwhile, lawmakers voted to repeal a near-total abortion ban that's scheduled to take effect there. Those are just the latest developments in a landscape that's been shifting constantly since May 2, 2022, the day the country got word that the Supreme Court appeared likely to overturn Roe v. Wade. The court did indeed reverse Roe the following month. And, let's see here. Well, a bipartisan group of senators wants restrictions on the use of facial recognition technology by the Transportation Security Administration. The lawmakers say they're concerned about travelers' privacy and civil liberties. In a letter Thursday, 14 lawmakers are calling on Senate leaders to use the upcoming reauthorization of the Federal Aviation Administration to limit use of the technology so Congress can put in place some oversight. TSA has been rolling out the technology at select airports in a pilot project. The agency says the system improves accuracy of identity verification without slowing passenger speeds at checkpoints. Passengers can opt out. That's been a look at your world and national headlines on this Thursday, May 2nd. We'll be back with a look at our current conditions after this from Grand Cities Monument.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, taking a look outside the downtown studio here, more light rain. It's been raining since about 6 a.m. this morning. As we take a look here at the radar as well, get a look at what is happening, what's to come. A lot of rain in our area. Almost the majority of Polk County and Red Lake County, and covered it in some green on the screen, which obviously is some light rain. Pennington County, a couple of spots open in Marshall County, but most of that's covered with rainfall, and then another spot over by Greenbush up in Kitson and Roseau counties to the Canadian border. But for the most part, covered in rain. Heavier stuff over in North Dakota, though. Stretching from Valley City through Cooperstown, Mackville, and then Park River and Grafton. That's kind of the heavier stuff. So we're getting the lighter rain right now. So more so, can just say sprinkles or a drizzle is what we're experiencing, as we're kind of on the edge of this system before it connects with the other system that's to the southeast of us a little later in the late afternoon, early evening. Could see some heavier rainfall, looks like by the 5 o'clock hour, but into the 6 o'clock hour. But also could have some breaks in the 4 o'clock hour, some rain. So, rain on the schedule pretty much the day ahead. Right now, again, 50 degrees. Winds out of the east at 5 miles per hour. Humidity at 82%. Barometer 29.87 inches. That is dropping. We'll take a look at our full forecast, our KROX weather almanac numbers, and more after a little later here in our noontime news. For right now, we'll take another quick break. We'll come back with our state headlines after we hear from some of our great sponsors of the noontime news, First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan, or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks, as well as kitchen sinks, all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look now at our state headlines on this Thursday, Governor Tim Walz signs a bill today designating part of Highway 169 and the Iron Range as the Senator David J. Tomasani Memorial Cross Range Expressway. Senator Rob Farnsworth of Hibbing says Tomasani secured funding recently to complete a four-lane stretch near Taconite. He says Highway 169 all the way to the city of Mountain Iron will be named in Tomasani's honor, because that was the section of the Cross Range Expressway that he still represented before redistricting changed the lines. Farnsworth says Tomasani left an enduring mark on the Senate before he died of ALS on August 11, 2022. His family is expected at the state capitol today for the signing ceremony. Senator Nicole Mitchell of Woodbury continues to vote on bills while she's suspended from committee assignments in DFL caucus meetings. Republican Senator Eric Lucero of St. Michael says the makeup of the caucus has changed and there is no longer a majority in the Senate. Lucero told members Democrats are trying to use and abuse rules to cling on to an illegitimate 34 votes. Senator Nick Friends of North Mankato says Senator Mitchell is still a Democrat, and until the Senate ethics process and the criminal matter is resolved, she will not be participating in our caucus meetings. Mitchell was arrested after a break-in at her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes. A Senate ethics subcommittee will hear her case on Tuesday. Blue Earth County officials are trying to figure out why the outdoor warning sirens failed to sound during a monthly test on Wednesday afternoon. County dispatchers attempted the test around 1 p.m., but none of the warning sirens activated. The Blue Earth County Sheriff said all sirens are affected, including the city of North Mankato. County officials say additional siren tests will be conducted once they identify and correct the problems. Amtrak Midwest is adding a second daily train from the Twin Cities to Chicago on May 21st. Coach fares on the new Amtrak Borealis start at $41 each way for adults. Officials say the trains offer views of the Mississippi River between St. Paul and La Crosse and make the current Empire Builder stops between St. Paul and Milwaukee, and the Hiawatha stops from Beer City to Chicago. The passenger rail service is sponsored by the Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois Department of Transportation and uses federal infrastructure funds. One of two Forest Lake area high school runners hit by a car on Highway 61 Tuesday remains hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. The Minnesota State Patrol says 15-year-old Samuel Farinella was seriously hurt, and 15-year-old Jace Blanchard is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Troopers say Farinella, Blanchard, and other track team members were in a crosswalk when they were struck. The 84-year-old man driving the vehicle that hit them wasn't hurt. And a Fillmore County man wanted in relation to child sexual abuse materials under arrest in Michigan. Officials found 36-year-old William Guy Amick III in Milan, Michigan, about 20 miles south of Ann Arbor. Amick faces 13 felony charges. He's currently being held in a Michigan County jail and awaits extradition to southeast Minnesota. Well, legislation passed by the Minnesota House on Wednesday establishes legal protections for so-called kidfluencers. Representative Zach Stevenson of Coon Rapids says the bill does two things, and it builds out from existing child labor laws and establishes that children under the age of 14 cannot work as social media influencers. The second thing it does is for children who are older than that they should be guaranteed a portion of the profits. Kids aged 14 to 18 have to set aside the money in a trust account for when they're older. Stevenson says this is a step in the right direction to ensure Minnesota law keeps up with the emerging technology to prevent exploitation of children. That's what a look at your state headlines on this Thursday. We'll take a quick break. Come back with our sports after this from First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
All right, as we take a look at our sports, we do have just a quick announcement here. Softball has been postponed for today. Crookston versus Roseau will now take place in New Fulden at 2 o'clock tomorrow. So originally they were scheduled to play today, but that has been postponed. We'll talk about that more in detail here when we get to today's schedule, but just want to get that announcement right away, just so you're aware. All right, let's take a look at yesterday's action. Well, game you heard here on KROX Radio, it was college baseball, University of Minnesota Crookston. They defeat the University of Mary in a game played in town here at UMC Field, 11-4. In the second game of the doubleheader, UMC would get the sweep, winning 11-10. Twins baseball, they would get the win at Chicago. They win 10 games in a row as they win 10-5 last night. And the Twins are still in fourth place in the AL Central, but they're only three games back of the lead. So very close Central division, actually only division with four teams above 500, believe it or not, which is definitely the opposite of what people were thinking was going to be the case coming into this season. But either way, Twins beating up on the teams they should win against, and we'll see how they go against the Red Sox tomorrow. They're off today. Start a three-game series at home tomorrow. Boys tennis yesterday. Crooks was at the Northwest Quadrangular in East Grand Forks, and with Bemidji, East Grand Forks, and Thief River Falls. Crooks won all four singles and claimed the title. Crooks and boys golf. They were at the Bemidji meet at Bemidji Town and Country Club yesterday. Crooks finished ninth out of 17 teams with a 347. Fertile Beltrami, they won with a 327, so 20 strokes better than Crookston. So 20 strokes between first and ninth place. That was a close one there. Girls golf, Crookston was over in East Grand Forks Triangular at Valley Golf Course with East Grand Forks and Thief River Falls. East Grand Forks would win with a team score of 207. Crookston would be second place, just barely, with a team score of 210. And then Thief River Falls a little further behind. They shot a 233. So that was it from yesterday. On today's schedule, again, we had softball and baseball planned on playing today, but with the rain, I kind of figured this was going to be the case. So Crookston was scheduled to actually host Roseau originally earlier on in the week. Then they said, oh, we'll try going up to Roseau. They're not supposed to get as much rain. And then now it's been postponed to tomorrow. So they're still going to play Roseau, but they're going to be in New Fulden tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So that will kind of... that might change our plans broadcast-wise, potentially. But either way, Crookston at Roseau for today has been postponed to tomorrow, and that will actually be played in New Fulden at 2 p.m. Crookston baseball, they were scheduled to host Kitson County Central. Both the varsity, JV, and even the junior high, that's all been canceled. So no baseball in town today as well, which, again, look outside, makes sense. And finally, boys and girls junior high track, the Crookston Junior High meet at East Grand Forks. You guessed it, that's what's canceled as well. So, nothing on the sports schedule now. It's going to be a quieter day here on KROX, both on the broadcast schedule and just in general for sports on this Thursday. Hopefully, things will be better tomorrow. Sporting news for you, Minnesota Timberwolves veteran point guard Mike Conley. He's being recognized by his fellow NBA players. Conley was named the Twyman Stokes Teammate of the Year Award yesterday. Conley edged out Nets forward Mikhail Bridges and Knicks guard Jalen Brunson for the honor. It's the second time he's won the Teammate of the Year Award. Conley and the Timberwolves will begin their second round series with the Denver Nuggets on Saturday, which I believe will be carrying all the games here on KROX. So hopefully it goes good for the Timberwolves there. Speaking of the NBA, the road to the NBA Finals continued on Wednesday. The East's top-seeded Boston Celtics, they punched their ticket to the conference semifinals with a dominant 118-84 win over the Miami Heat in Game 5 that clinched the series. In the West, the Dallas Mavericks crushed the Los Angeles Clippers 123-93 in Game 5 to take a series lead 2-3. The Mavs will look to lock up their spot in the second round tomorrow. And the action continues on today with a pair of Game 6 matchups. The Indiana Pacers will host the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Knicks will play at Philadelphia and the 76ers, and the Knicks and the Bucks, or rather the Knicks and the Pacers, are looking to advance to the second round with the wins today. That's what a look at your sports. We'll go ahead now, take another quick break. We'll come back with our local news and the weather after this from Riverview Health in Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Our team is getting stronger to serve you better. Riverview Health is pleased to welcome orthopedic surgeon Dr. Brennan Smith. Dr. Smith is here to provide convenient access to comprehensive orthopedic care, including joint replacements and sports medicine. Dr. Smith is now seeing patients at Riverview Clinic in Crookston, East Grand Forks, and Thief River Falls. When you need exceptional care close to home, turn to the specialist at Riverview Health. Call 218-281-9595. Exceptional care. Riverview
Health. Save on paper products at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 6 double rolls of select Bounty paper towels or 12 mega rolls of select Charmin Ultra Bath Tissue, $14.99. 3 packs of select Puffs Facial Tissue, $5.99. Select Tide Pots, $12.99. And 16-ounce bottles of select Dawn Power Wash, $4.99. Find all this week's savings and shop online for your groceries at shopgohugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
And take a look at our local news on this Thursday. The Crookston Fire Department now encourages senior residents in Crookston to participate in free home surveys and testing for carbon monoxide with the Crookston Fire Department. Carbon monoxide is an odorless, tasteless, and invisible gas. Symptoms of CO poisoning can include headaches, nausea, fatigue, vomiting, and disorientation. Crookston firefighter Garrett Bankston explained the dangers of the gas, but also where it stems from within homes.
Primarily, carbon monoxide is going to be in the homes that have, whether it's a furnace or water heater, it's going to be a unit that uses that natural gas, so it's burning.
Those that are encouraged to do the home surveys may receive free insulation and new carbon monoxide detector. To qualify for the free service, you must be at least 60 years of age, reside in the Crookston city limits, and own the home in which you live in. Bankston explains how this program came about.
The reason for setting up this program is to ensure the safety of our senior residents in town here by providing and installing the carbon monoxide detectors in their home with no cost to them. It's something I feel that we need to do to take care of our senior citizens. I mean, they're our heart and soul, and we wouldn't be here without them.
The Crookston Area Community Fund recently awarded the fire department with grant funding, in which the department will use a portion of the grant to fund this project. The funds will go towards the purchase of new carbon monoxide monitors and the installation of the devices. Call the fire department at 218-281-4584 and request a survey to be done at your home. The firefighter on shift will come to your home and check to see that your detectors are working properly. If your detector is not working properly, the firefighter will either install new batteries or a new carbon monoxide detector. The new detector comes with a 10-year sealed battery as well. The Crookston High School trap shooting season is well underway with a roster of 35 students this year, ages ranging from 7th through 12th grade. This year's group includes 12 seniors. The team is assisted by first-year head coach Randy Prudham. Prudham gave his comments about how his first year is going thus far.
Pretty good. A little nervous at the beginning, you know. New coach, you know, they're always going to have, you know, different coaching styles and different, you know, expectations. But kids have really been turned around. I mean, they adapt real fast, and, you know, they're like, oh, okay, I never heard of it explained that way. And some, it really helped.
The trap team has found plenty of early success in their season, as stated by Coach Prudham.
It's going really good. Kids are really, the new coach, they're really adapting and, you know, picking up, you know, different coaching styles. So the kids are really, really doing good. The kids have been monitoring their averages, and it seems like they're either holding or they're improving. And that's all I can ask for, you know. Just if I start seeing you slide, I'm like, hey, let's take a look and see what's happening. But everyone's doing real well. I can't be any happier at this point.
The trap team has scored very well throughout the early stages of the season, with two students shooting a perfect score of 25 for 25. Tate Hamry and Wyatt Wilkins were the students that accomplished that feat. The Crookston High School trap team will have remaining competitions for weeks 2 through 5 here in Crookston. Following those competitions on June 1st, the team will be heading to Greenbush Middle River for the Gator Clay Busters invite. The final competition will take place on June 13th, where they will head to Alexandria for the final statewide shoot. The Polk County Sheriff's Office is reminding people that County State Aid Highway 9, known as the KT Road, is closed 5.5 miles west of Crookston for bridge construction. With the recent rains, township roads are soft and some might become impassable. Please use the marked detours on Trunk Highway 75 and County State Aid Highway 16. Well, beginning next Monday, May 6th, City Hall will be working summer hours from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Twig and branch collection will be held the second and fourth Mondays of each month, running May through October. Place the materials on your curbside. Branches must be cut in 4-foot lengths and bundled in order for the crews to take them away. Any branches or tree trunks not cut to this length and bundled will be left for the owner to haul away. Twigs may be in boxes or bags. Individuals removing their diseased elm trees should call City Hall to schedule pickup. Please note that leaves, grass, and other compostable material must be in clear City of Crookston bags and will be collected on your regular garbage collection day. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the following call yesterday at 11 p.m. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the 600 block of 2nd Avenue Northeast for a report of an alarm activation. Upon arrival, a large amount of smoke was present in the building. It was found that unattended cooking was the cause of the smoke. The Crookston Fire Department turned off the stove and ventilated the smoke out of the building. Once the area was deemed safe, the Crookston Fire Department reset the alarm and cleared the scene. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of the following: Jerome Anthony White, 23, of Cass Lake, for probation violation. On the obituary desk on this Thursday, Ryder Edward Fuzzy Van Order, a mischievous soul with a heart full of love, passed away peacefully on April 26, 2024. Born on December 29, 2015, in Iowa City, Iowa, to happy parents Misty Winfrey and Daryl Van Order, Ryder brought joy and laughter to all who knew him. Ryder was known for his playful antics. He would often be found rolling around on the floor with Sophie, the cherished family chihuahua. His curiosity led him to pull on cords and wires and even once playfully stole his father's shoelaces, much to everyone's amusement. From birth, Ryder had challenges he fought through to live his 8 years on this earth. He was born 100% deaf and with cerebral palsy. He was also afflicted with a respiratory condition that contributed to his passing. For a little over a month, his parents were by his bedside in the hospital before he returned home, where unfortunately his health quickly declined. Ryder passed away at home in the love of in care of his family. Even Sophie nestled herself on Ryder's chest to comfort him as he transitioned out of this world. Ryder's time in this world may have been short, but the impact he made will last a lifetime. He will be deeply missed by his grieving family. May God bless the memory of Ryder Van Order. Ryder is survived by his parents, Misty and Daryl Van Order of Crookston, brothers Caleb, Aaron, and Jackson, grandparents Terry Morgan, Stan and Carol Van Order, aunt and uncle Jamie and John Groundley. He was preceded in death by his big brother, Christopher Lance Winfrey, who unfortunately passed away in 2008. Grandma, Joanne Winfrey, aunt Heather Morgan, great-grandparents Gary Morgan, and Claire and Henry Hank Winnes. In lieu of flowers, if you'd like, please send a stuffed animal in honor of Ryder, something he truly loved in life, to Stanislawski Funeral Home, which will be passed on to Ryder's family. Services will be held by the family at a date to be determined. William John Risch, 84, Burnsville, Minnesota, passed away in Hennepin County Medical Center, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Wednesday morning, April 17, 2024. Bill was born in Crookston on January 6, 1940, the only child of Edward and Pauline Risch. He was baptized and confirmed in the United Presbyterian Church, educated in Crookston schools, and graduated from Central High School with the class of 1958. Bill went on to attend the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks, where he earned a bachelor's degree while majoring in mathematics. Next came enlistment in the U.S. Air Force, serving at several air bases throughout the country and abroad. Captain William Risch received an honorable discharge from the Air Force after proudly serving his country for 11 years. Bill is survived by his cousins, Earl Johnson, Erlene Schulpeck, and LaVon Hinton. He was preceded in death by his parents, Ed and Pauline Risch, cousins Jackie Willander and Philip Ed, as well as aunts and uncles. The funeral service celebrating William John Risch's life will be held on Tuesday, May 14th, 2024, in the Stanislawski Funeral Home in Crookston, with Reverend Michael Ozaki officiating. A Masonic service will be conducted at 1:15 p.m. by the Crookston's Lodge 141, and is open to the public. Visitation will follow until the time of the funeral service. Burial will take place in the Oakdale Cemetery, and military honors will be provided by the Grand Forks Air Force Base Funeral Honors Team and the Crookston Veterans Council. All services will be live-streamed by going to Bill's obituary page at www.stanislawski.com. Now let's head over to the weather, starting with a look at our KROX weather almanac. We'll do that last. Let's take a look at our forecast here. Starting with today's forecast, rain. Temperature falling to around 50 degrees by 5 p.m. Southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain today, 90%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. Tonight, rain mainly before 11 p.m., low around 40 degrees. Southeast winds 15 miles per hour, becoming west-southwest after midnight. The winds could gust near 25 miles per hour. The chance of rain's at 90%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. Tomorrow, Friday, a 20% chance of rain after 1 p.m., partly sunny, a high near 58 degrees, breezy, west-southwest winds, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting near 30 miles per hour. Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 38 degrees, west-southwest winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting near 25 miles per hour. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny, a high near 59 degrees, west-northwest winds, 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 37 degrees, west-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming south-southeast after midnight. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 69 degrees, south winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting near 20. Sunday night, a 20% chance of showers after 1 a.m., partly cloudy, low around 50 degrees, southeast winds 15 miles per hour, gusting near 25 miles per hour. Monday of next week, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 73 degrees, chance of precip at 50%. Monday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., Mostly cloudy, low around 54 degrees. Chance of rain on Monday night at 60%. Tuesday has a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny, a high near 68. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low around 47. Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny, a high near 62. Take a look now at our KROX Weather Almanac. This morning, the low since midnight, 48 degrees. The morning rainfall since midnight, I'm going to say probably around 10th to maybe 15 hundredths of an inch of rain. And again, it's been pretty light rain for the majority of the morning, although it's been raining since 6 a.m., but it hasn't been as much. The sun did rise at 6.07 a.m. We'll set at 8.40 p.m. for 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight. May 2nd, record temperatures. 1959 has a record high of 91 degrees. 1907 has a record low of 14 degrees. A year ago, we had a high of 63 degrees and a year ago low of 30 degrees. Today's average high is 62. The average low is 38. Yesterday, we were pretty close to the averages. We had a high yesterday of 61 degrees and a low of 43 degrees with about a tenth of an inch of rain as well. Again, right now, downtown Crookston, 52 degrees, kind of a light drizzle. Winds out of the east at 7 miles per hour, humidity at 82%, barometer 29.85 inches, and that has been that's been dropping throughout the morning hours into the early afternoon. So, again, our forecast for today, rain, temperature falling to around 50 degrees by 5 p.m., and we're looking for about a tenth to a quarter of an inch today. So that's been a look at your weather. That's been a look at your noontime news. Again, the noontime news brought to you in part by Grand Cities Monument, First Community Credit Union, HN Quality Plumbing, Riverview Health, and Hugo's. And we'll be back again tomorrow for another edition of the Noontime News right here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston.